All right, so now we'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 4. This is letter number 1153. This is the 25th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Aleph from Brooklyn. Shalom uvracha. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter that you wrote on the 28th of Tammuz, in which you relate your standing. Apparently this was a student who wrote to the Rebbe. A student of the yeshiva wrote to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says that you suffer from this organization, Pizur HaNefesh, this organization, and also the lack, the strength to interrupt in the middle of a nice talk, etc. And also in various different matters, you're asking for a good advice and a blessing about this. Generally speaking, the Rebbe says you should consult with your spiritual leader. The Rebbe refers to him with the title, Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, who was the spiritual guide over there. As far as the Rebbe said, this organization, Pizur HaNefesh, during several weeks, get used to davening from the sitter. And also, when you're learning, studying, whether it's the revealed part or Chassidus, should have the sefer, the book, or the maimer that you're thinking about. And as soon as you start feeling that your mind wanders, it's not maybe this organization, more correct is, he said he's wondering, his mind wanders, and he doesn't...
There's just an article about that in the Wall Street Journal, about too much daydreaming.
Yeah. So the Rebbe says, look into the letters of the book. The letters, they shine and they scatter the darkness and the confusion. As the interpretation and the word is, Ubevoy lifnei ha-melech, omri ma-sefer, yoshu machshav te-ra. This is paraphrasing a verse from the Megillah. It says when she came to the king, but here he's talking about you come to the king, you're going to daven. So, Amarim HaSefer, so you say it with the book, you look inside the book, and then Yachshav Machshav Tero, so the bad thoughts will sort of go back and you will be able to concentrate. Also, you should study, the Rebbe says, orally the beginning of chapter 41 in Tanya. And from time to time, you should also verbally express those lines. And mainly the lines is that V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav Chulim Avdei Kodoyi, that God is standing over you, seeing if you serving Him fittingly. And this has already been incorporated in actually in the 12 passages that the Rebbe encourages all the children to know, was this passage as well, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. And the Rebbe says, of course, you are keeping the shiurim that are the same for everybody, Chumash Til Matanya, and also that you review this Chassidus by heart from time to time, and you should train yourself to think with the letters of Torah, the letters of Tehillim, especially when you're going in the street, you should think of it. And it's understood that all this that you're doing, it should be without showing off. And the Rebbe says it's known chametz, which is arrogance and self-aggrandization, is asur. It's asur even a drop. And the Rebbe blesses him with success, with study, and with Yerushalayim.